I thought what happened at the summit last week was a national humiliation, an impasse, because we have in Mrs. May a Prime Minister who hasn't got the courage, who hasn't got the vision to carry out her many repeated promises, namely to take us out of the European Union this Friday, March the 29th. It is not happening. And we're witnessing a slow motion betrayal, perhaps the greatest betrayal of any democratic vote in the history of our nation. And the reason, of course, is this withdrawal treaty. And I'll go back to the First World War. We won the war, but we had the Treaty of Versailles. And this treaty is the modern day equivalent. We have a reparations bill of £39 billion we have to pay for nothing in return. We have the annexation of a part of our national territory in the shape of Northern Ireland. This treaty is a bad piece. It is unacceptable, it is not Brexit, and it will not pass. Now, I know that you're all getting terribly excited about what the House of Commons may do over the course of the next week, and we know what they'll do. They'll come back with some form of agreement around a customs union and the continued free movement of people. But even if they do that, the one thing that's inevitable is that we're headed for an Article 50 extension. And I think you should ask yourselves, do you really want that? Do you really want Brexit to utterly dominate the next couple of years of your business to the exclusion of your many other ambitions? Do you really want the United Kingdom to contest the European elections, to send back a very large number of Leave MEPs just at a time when you're fighting populism as you see it across the continent? Do you really want me back in this place?
Yes.
Well, there we are. And all for what? Because Brexit is going to happen anyway. Mr. Tusk, if you think the British people have changed their minds on Brexit, you, sir, are deluded. Because actually what we now see are opinion poll leads of 15 and in some cases nearly 20% in favour of leaving. If we had another referendum, Leave would win it by a bigger margin. So why put yourselves through years of agony? I pay great tribute to Mr. Juncker, to Mr. Barnier, to the European Commission. You have prepared your no-deal scenario. It is highly professional. It shows that actually leaving with no deal is not going to cause huge disruption. It even suggests that with no deal, there's no need for a visible border in Ireland. So I would say to you, to all of you and national leaders, reject the British extension beyond the 12th of April. Get Britain out, and then we can all just get on with the rest of our lives. Yeah.